Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Inspect a Gadget with Clarissa Montero and Christopher Lim from the Business Times with Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Inspect a Gadget on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. On the phone is Christopher Lim, digital editor of the Business Times, but we know and love him as our resident Inspect a Gadget. Now, he's got Apple, and more Apple to talk about. And this is an area that I know absolutely nothing about because I'm an Android girl.
Well, you wear that as a mark of pride. Look, I use Android too.
Yeah. You know, I do like my Apple products. I've always thought they were really cool looking, and I always wanted to be an Apple girl, but, you know, I don't get paid very well on radio.
No comment, but honestly, there are plenty of nice new products you can consider. You don't have to get the most expensive. There's even a new entry-level iPad, and that starts at $499 Singapore dollars.
Wait, did you say new iPad and for something?
Yeah, $499 Singapore.
So, okay, $500.
$500 for the newest entry-level iPad. So that's one of the new things that was announced Tuesday US time, which means for us was Wednesday. And yeah, so $500. It's not spare change, but it's $500. It's not insane for the new entry-level iPad.
I have to say that's not bad. I always expect iPads to be more expensive than that.
There are iPads way more expensive than that. So the top of the line iPad, the top configuration, I believe, is more than $2,000. That's the iPad Pro, the top of the line iPad Pro. So there are many, many iPad models now. And there were two that were announced on Wednesday, which is the entry-level iPad. That's at $500. And then there's a new iPad Mini, the sixth generation iPad, and that starts at $749.
The iPad Mini is too small for blind people like me.
The screen a little bit bigger than it used to be, okay? So 8.3 inches. And it's small enough that if you've got big pockets or even a small
big
hip bag.
Pockets.
You know, no, cargo. Okay, so I'm a guy, right? I like my cargo pants. My baggy, uncool uncle cargo pants. It'll fit into your cargo pants pockets. And of course, it'll fit into your purse.
My purse. What do you think I am? 75 years old. I have a backpack. I do not have a purse.
Even better. Definitely fit in your backpack, okay? You can use it one hand.
Okay.
So it's mini and it's fast. Since you mentioned price, I mean, I thought I'd start with the most palatable price, which is the new entry-level iPad. It has a chip that's 2 years old. It uses a two-year-old chip. But it does have a 10.2-inch screen. It comes in silver and grey. It will be available next Friday along with most of the other new Apple products. And it starts at $500.
Now, when you say it will be available from next Friday and I assume you can start to pre-order it now, this is what, at the Apple stores or at everywhere?
Basically, you go to Apple online, Apple's online store, you know. So the two iPads are ordered now. They're not even pre-ordered. You just order them now and they'll be available next Friday, September the 24th. And as for the iPhone, so the iPhones are pre-order starting today, and starting this evening, I should say, starting 8 p.m. this evening, and they will be available next Friday. So among all the things that Apple announced at their Tuesday/Wednesday announcement, the only product that won't be available immediately is the new Apple Watch Series 7. So that's akan datang later this year.
We don't have that much later this year left.
Well, that's good because that narrows the possibilities, right? You know, we said in January, later this year, that's 11 more months, yeah? But great, look, we're in September, so come on, couple more months, October, November. Can't be December because,
Christmas.
You gotta shop for Christmas, right?
They do want it out for Christmas, that is true.
Exactly, so we're talking the next 2 months, probably is my guess, for the new Apple Watch Series 7, but for everything else, next Friday.
Okay, now, I know Apple users get very excited about new Apple iPhone launches.
I can be excited too, okay?
Are you excited?
Color. Got new color.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Tell me about these colors, Christopher.
Okay, so for the iPhone 13 and 13 mini, so that's the two, I guess, entry-level models, smaller models, right? There's a new color, a new pink color, which replaces the outgoing green color. So there was a green color for the iPhone 12 family. No more green. Maybe not popular, I don't know. But there's a new pink color.
Okay, pink.
No matter what. In addition to blue, black, white, and red.
Red.
And those colors stay, yes.
Okay. So, okay. Wait. Replacing the green. Was the green not nice?
I thought it was fine. Honestly, I kind of like green. My kids like green too. It was okay. I'm guessing that if they're taking it away, it can't have been that popular. Because look, if you are a consumer electronics company, if it's popular, you do not discontinue it. So I assume, I don't know, but I assume that it can't have been incredibly popular.
Right, okay. Well, green was, you know, the colour of another year.
Well,
I only know this from you know, gems. Gem makers, mm-hmm. my girlfriend, Maddie Barber, for example. Green was like the colour of choice for stones at some point, but it's gone to other things. It's gone to pink, it's gone to oranges this year, apparently.
Oh. Mm. Okay.
Not that I can afford to buy gems either, since, you know, I work on radio.
Hello. We're talking about iPhone, you're talking about gems, okay? No more green iPhone 13 or 13 mini, but got blue, pink, midnight black, starlight white, and product red.
All right. Now, how much? Right, so, how many money?
So, here's the thing. The pricing has stayed the same. That's the highlight. The big picture is incrementally, there are no major changes. Everything's faster, screen better, better camera. No huge, huge leap. But everything's better, but the price stayed the same. You can't take that for granted these days. Because we've spoken in, you know, previous years, right? That every year, what? It's more expensive? It's more expensive? The price stays the same as the iPhone 12 family, with a few exceptions. And the exceptions are new storage models. For example, the iPhone 13 and 13 mini now come in 512 GB models.
That's huge. That's like a computer.
Yeah, half a terabyte. It used to be 256 GB was max. So there was no 512. So now, you know, that model costs more because it didn't exist last year.
Mm-hmm.
And on the iPhone 13 Pro and Pro Max side, they now come in a 1 terabyte option, which, unfortunately, that's just the mark these days because Samsung's top-of-line phones also come in 1 terabyte models. So that is the bar you need to offer 1 terabyte models. So those models, of course, cost a lot more. It brings it up to 2,629 for the iPhone 13 Pro Max if you want the 1 terabyte option. So that's the most expensive model in the iPhone 13 family. It's the iPhone 13 Pro Max 1 terabyte option. There was no 1 terabyte last year. 2,629 for that.
Okay, now being completely ignorant about iPhones and Apples in general, what is the difference between an iPhone and an iPhone Pro Pro Max?
Okay. Before we hear that, I will say the big difference is for the last 2 years, two generations, iPhone 11 and 12 family. The sweet spot in terms of bang for buck for thrifty folks really was the basic iPhone 11 or iPhone 12 models. So the Pro models were better, but the sweet spot really in terms of paying how much you get for, you know, paying, you know, a few $100 more, the iPhone 11 and 12 were the sweet spots. Interesting thing is this year, the iPhone 13 Pros are a significant jump over the 13. And the jump comes in the cameras. The cameras are a significant step up. Bigger sensors, bigger pixels, brighter lenses, and better telephoto lenses. So basically, the difference between Pro and the 13 Pro and Pro Max and the 13 are the cameras, the screens, some of the colors, but really it's about the camera. And that's how it's been in the past 2 generations too, except there's a bigger jump between the standard 13 and 13 mini and the 13 Pro and Pro Max. So the cameras are significantly improved. So on the Pro Max, you actually get an additional 1x of optical zoom. It used to be 2x. Now you get 3x optical zoom.
Okay. So yeah, basically,
so that sort of thing. So it's a bigger jump. You can justify to yourself.
You pay $1,000 more, basically, for everything better and 1 terabyte.
No lah, it's not $1,000 more. It's a few hundred
dollars. Between the iPhone and the iPhone Pro Max is $1,000.
You have to compare the same storage. So you have to compare the 512 model.
Right.
Yeah. It's several hundred dollars more. But yeah, but it's not $1,000. But $700 more. And you can justify the splurge more than in the past 2 years because the jump in camera quality is more significant. There's also one more practical thing that I was pleased about in the iPhone 13 family.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger batteries. So there's typically you get a few hours more battery life. And I've always felt that manufacturers should stop worrying about the weight and the thickness because battery life is important. So don't say, oh, I'm going to put in a tiny battery and then say I have the thinnest and lightest phone and then you have to buy a battery pack, hello. Or you have to keep charging the thing.
Which is quite stupid, I always thought.
Yeah, so I hats off to Apple for this not to practicality. They made the phones minutely thicker, minutely heavier than the iPhone 12 family. but for battery life. So that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing.
All right. Yeah. Okay. It sounds good to me. Now, I don't know why anybody would buy an Apple Watch. I'm just saying, don't shoot the messenger. Apple Watch, to me, always was really expensive. And you could get pretty much all the same stuff from Android options.
Unfortunately, I strongly disagree. I strongly disagree.
Yeah, of course you do. All Apple Watch people will strongly and have strongly disagreed with me. So tell me this Apple Watch Series 7, why would anybody want it?
First, I would say that before the Series 7 was announced, Samsung's Galaxy Watch 4 is the first Android, I would say, the Google Wear OS, which is like the Android Watch OS, to come on a par, pretty much, with the Apple Watch. So the Galaxy Watch 4 from Samsung is really, really good. But now, the Series 7, I think it's a step ahead, because they've got a bigger screen, faster charging, and it's tougher. So, I mean, these are the three big improvements. There's a 20% bigger screen, and it's not much of a bigger watch. It's only 1 mm larger case, because they just shrunk the bezels. That's the trend, right? You shrink the bezel, so you get away with a bigger screen. In this case, a 40% smaller bezel gives you a 20% bigger screen without resulting in a huge watch. And then fast charging, it charges, you know, 33% faster. It takes 45 minutes to get up to 80% charge. Being Apple Watch user myself, this would be incredibly practical, because what's the point of sleep tracking if you have to charge your watch? Cannot, right? So here you can charge it right before sleeping, and then you have enough juice left in your watch battery to track your sleep.
Okay.
Tougher screen as well, more dust resistant.
Tougher screen. Wouldn't that already be like Gorilla Glass or something?
Yeah, so it's the latest generation. Even tougher screen, and it's more dust resistant, which is always a good thing. It's just as water resistant, you know, roughly 50 meters water resistant, and it's more dust resistant. But again, I haven't tested it yet. Only be available later in the year. I don't know the pricing for this yet, but I'm looking forward to it, because it's the first big jump for the Apple Watch in 2 years, because the Series 5 and 6 have had the same screen. So the Series 5 was, again, a new screen compared to the previous four generations. So that was a big deal. In the last 2 years, 2+ years, same screen. Series 7 is a new screen. So it's bigger, it's brighter. Even when you're not looking at it, it's brighter, which is, again, a big plus, because you want to be able to read your watch even when you don't have it turned to you conspicuously. Oh, that's very rude, right? Like you're looking at the watch, trying to tell the time. So they made the screen of Apple Watch Series 7 brighter even when you're not looking at it. So you can discreetly check the time when someone is boring you, or you're trying to get out of an uncomfortable encounter that you're spending too much time on. Just saying.
Were you just checking the time on me?
Because we are on radio, Clarissa, I could look straight at my watch. I could. But
If
I get the Series 7, yeah.
You wouldn't have to, and you wouldn't have to surreptitiously pretend like, you know, there was an ant crawling on your wrist or something.
Mm, yeah.
Okay, but no idea how much this will cost, and, you know, no idea when it'll actually launch and be available in Singapore, other than to say later in the year. So you have October, November, and probably...
That's about it.
Not December, because by then everybody will have wanted one already.
There you go. So, I mean, realistically, we're looking in the next 2 months. Realistically. And look, for people who want the latest greatest from Apple, actually, they're spoiled this year, because we're back at the normal iPhone release cycle, which is roughly this time of the year. Last year was late. You know? Last year they announced sort of late October, and you could only actually get it in November. That's very late for iPhone cycle. So we're back at the regular iPhone shopping cycle. You can start buying if you want to.
And you can pre-order now and get it potentially
next Friday. So you can pre-order 8 p.m. on September 17th, Friday.
That's today. September 17th.
Right,
like, so 8 p.m. today. Don't confuse our listeners, cannot.
We're going to repeat this segment. That's why I was conscious to mention it. You know, just going to repeat the segment, right?
Yeah.
And next Friday, September
24th, the 24th is when they're all available.
You will get it. That's
so,
right.
So if I wanted to be, you know, wait... And actually just go to the Apple store next Friday, I could potentially get my hands on it, unless, of course, they run out of stock, right?
Look, nobody can guarantee you stock. But yes, you could. You could line up to get it. You could. I wouldn't do that, though.
I wouldn't do that.
Why would you do that when you can choke or at least just pay for it and then collect it?
You are such a Singaporean. Don't.
I am.
I don't mind already. Yeah. Yes, so am I, which is why I might actually look at the iPad, because I have to say my tablet is dying.
So $500, a new entry-level iPad. Still,
which does make it, honestly, it does make it quite appealing, because all I ever do on my tablet is read the Business Times and read my books.
There you go. 10-inch screen should do for you very nicely. The A13 chip, even though it's 2 years old, is still perfectly decent. It won't feel laggy. It won't feel geriatric. So, yeah, only question is the color, silver or grey for the entry-level iPad.
Sounds good to me. All right, this has been Inspector Gadget on Money FM 89.3. Our special, or rather his special, on Apples and their new releases. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is Christopher Lim, our resident Inspector Gadget. You are with Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.